Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. GST Council at its 53rd meeting in New Delhi decides to roll out pan-India biometric-based Aadhaar authentication to check fake invoicing. Also recommends uniform rate of 12% GST on all milk cans. Government to exempt certain services provided to common man by Indian Railways from GST. India and Bangladesh share vision for the future to enhance connectivity, commerce and collaboration for the prosperity of the two nations. Centre forms 7-member high-level committee of experts to overhaul examination process conducted by NTA. And in Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, second Super 8 clash between India and Bangladesh underway in Antigua. The Goods and Services Tax, GST Council, at its 53rd meeting in New Delhi today, decided to roll out pan-India biometric-based Aadhaar authentication to check fake invoicing. Speaking to media after the meeting, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said this will help the government combat fraudulent input tax credit claims made through fake invoices.
There is going to be a rolling out of biometric-based Aadhaar authentication in an all-India basis. So this will help us to combat fraudulent input tax credit claims made through fake invoices.
Ms. Sitharaman said GST Council has recommended a uniform rate of 12% GST on all steel, iron and aluminium milk cans.
Council recommended to prescribe a uniform rate of 12% on all milk cans, meaning steel, iron, aluminium, which are irrespective of the use. Council also recommended to prescribe a uniform GST rate of 12% on all carton boxes and cases of both corrugated and non-corrugated paper or paper board.
The minister also announced that services provided by the Indian Railways to the common man will not attract any GST.
Services provided by Indian Railways to the common man, sale of platform tickets, facility of retiring rooms, waiting rooms, cloakroom services, battery-operated car services are being exempted from GST. Further intra-railway supplies are also being exempted.
The minister said that to help small taxpayers, the council has recommended extending the time limit to furnish details and returns in the form GST R4 from 30th April to 30th June. She also informed that the GST Council has recommended waiving interest and penalties for demand notices that have been issued under Section 73 of the GST Act, including cases not involving fraud, suppression or misstatements. Ms. Sitharaman informed that in order to reduce government litigation, the council has recommended a monetary limit of 20 lakh rupees for GST Appellate Tribunal, 1 crore rupees for High Court and 2 crore rupees for Supreme Court for filing of appeals by the department. She added that the council has also recommended that the maximum amount of pre-deposit for filing appeal before the appellate authority shall be reduced from 25 crore rupees CGST and 25 crore rupees SGST to 20 crore rupees CGST and 20 crore rupees SGST. The Union Finance Minister today chaired the pre-budget consultations with Finance Ministers of States and Union Territories ahead of the Union Budget 2024-25 in the National Capital. During the meeting, Ms. Sitharaman said the Centre's support to states and Union Territories through timely tax devolution, Finance Commission grants and GST compensation arrears is aimed at boosting their growth. She also encouraged them to take advantage of the Centre's scheme for special assistance to states for capital investment. India and Bangladesh today shared a vision for the future to enhance connectivity, commerce and collaboration for the prosperity of both nations. The vision documents were exchanged between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Bangladeshi counterpart Sheikh Hasina following bilateral talks by the two leaders in New Delhi today. Briefing the media this evening, Indian Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra said both nations signed documents on digital partnership. A green partnership document for a sustainable future was also signed.
India and Bangladesh seeks to realize our respective national development visions of Viksit Bharat 2047 and Smart Bangladesh Vision of 2041. The two leaders also agreed to intensify engagement on counter-terrorism, counter-radicalization, bilateral defense cooperation, and to this end support plans for both modernization of Bangladesh Armed Forces and defense industrial cooperation between the two countries.
Earlier in the day, India and Bangladesh exchanged agreements and renewed multiple memoranda of understanding MOUs in different fields, including digital and green partnerships, maritime cooperation, blue economy, health and medicine, and railway connectivity. In a press statement, Prime Minister Modi said India will start e-medical visa facility for the people of Bangladesh for medical treatment. He added that a decision has also been taken to open a new assistant high commission in Rangpur. Prime Minister Modi mentioned that both sides are ready to initiate talks on Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, to take their economic ties to new heights.
Bharat Bangladesh Maitri Satellite हमारे संबंधों को नई ऊंचाई देगी, हमारे आर्थिक संबंधों को नई ऊंचाई पर ले जाने के लिए दोनों पक्ष सीपा पर बातचीत शुरू करने के लिए सहमत हैं। हमने 1996 के गंगा रिवर ट्रीटी के रिन्यूअल के लिए टेक्निकल स्तर पर बातचीत शुरू करने का निर्णय लिया है। बांग्लादेश में तिस्ता नदी के संरक्षण एवं प्रबंधन पर बातचीत के लिए शीघ्र ही एक टेक्निकल टीम बांग्लादेश का दौरा करेगी।
In her press statement, the Bangladeshi Prime Minister described India as a trusted friend and regional partner. She also invited Prime Minister Modi to visit Bangladesh to further strengthen the friendly relations between the two countries. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina also called on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar this evening. The Bangladesh Prime Minister arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a two-day visit to India. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. The Union Education Ministry has constituted a high-level committee of experts to ensure the transparent, smooth and fair conduct of examinations by the National Testing Agency, NTA. The seven-member committee, chaired by former ISRO chairman Dr. K. Radhakrishnan, has been tasked with recommending reforms in the examination process of NTA to enhance efficiency and prevent breaches, improve data security protocols, and review the structure and functioning of the agency. It comes after a few irregularities came to the government's notice with regard to the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET, undergraduate 2024 examination for admission to medical programs, which is conducted by the NTA. The committee has been given 2 months' time to submit its report to the ministry. The members of the committee include former AIIMS Delhi Director Dr. Randeep Guleria, Vice-Chancellor of Central University of Hyderabad, Professor B. J. Rao, Professor Emeritus at IIT Madras, Professor Ramamurthy K., and Dean of Student Affairs at IIT Delhi, Professor Aditya Mittal. After the constitution of the committee, in a social media post, Union Minister of Education Dharmendra Pradhan said students' interests and their bright future will always be the government's top priority. Mr. Pradhan said the government is committed to transparent, tamper-free and zero-error examinations. He said the setting up of the high-level committee of experts is the first in a series of steps to improve the efficiency of the examination process, put an end to all possible malpractices, strengthen data security protocols and overhaul and reform the NTA. The University Grants Commission, UGC, has welcomed the decision of the Union Education Ministry to form a panel to recommend reforms in the examination process conducted by the NTA. In a social media post, UGC Chairman Mamidalal Jagdish Kumar said the recommendations will strengthen the country's national entrance examination system. Meanwhile, the Bihar police have arrested 6 persons from Deoghar district of Jharkhand in connection with alleged irregularities in the NEET examination. Upon identification, all suspects were taken into custody and transferred to Bihar. It may be noted that the Economic Offence Unit of Bihar is investigating the case. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said democracy in India is getting stronger day by day and it has earned a special place in the world based on its democratic strengths. Mr. Singh was speaking at an event in his parliamentary constituency Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh today. The defense minister said over the last 10 years the direction and condition of the country as well as the mood of the people has changed. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha performed the Pratham Puja to mark the ceremonial commencement of the annual Sri Amarnath Yatra through video conferencing today. Interacting with the media, the Lieutenant Governor highlighted the significant enhancements in essential facilities, infrastructure and security, emphasizing that the government is taking every possible measure to ensure the Yatra is smooth, safe and hassle-free. He urged the people of the state to come together to welcome and serve the pilgrims coming from different parts of the country and abroad. This year, the annual Sri Amarnath Yatra will start from the 29th of June, simultaneously from both routes, the Pahalgam track in Anantnag district and Valtal in Gandharbal district. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will begin on Monday. During the session, the oath and affirmation of newly elected members will take place. On the eve of the first session of the 18th Lok Sabha, the News Services Division of Akashwani will bring you special discussions on Issues Before Parliament and Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde. Issues Before Parliament program can be heard on Akashwani Rainbow and additional frequencies, and Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde can be heard on Akashwani Gold and additional frequencies from 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow. Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe has expressed gratitude for India's financial support that helped the island nation survive two tough years of economic crisis. Addressing the 31st All India Partners Meet in Colombo, Mr. Wickremesinghe emphasized his commitment to maintaining a strong partnership with India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar made an official visit to Sri Lanka on Thursday, during which he discussed avenues for strengthening India-Sri Lanka cooperation in various sectors. India has been pursuing several projects that would help Sri Lanka achieve energy self-sufficiency. Canadian law enforcement authorities have assured that investigations into the bombing of Air India's Kanishka Flight 182 remain active and ongoing, terming it the longest and one of the most complex domestic terrorism probes. The statement came as the tragedy marks its 39th memorial anniversary. In men's T20 Cricket World Cup, the second Super 8's clash between India and Bangladesh is underway in Antigua. Put into bat, India were 144 for 4 in 15.4 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, Bangladesh won the toss and chose to field. In their first Super 8 clash, the men in blue defeated Afghanistan by 47 runs in Barbados. Bangladesh, on the other hand, suffered a 28-run defeat through DLS method against the formidable Australians. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Karnataka and Goa during the next 4 days. The IMD added that light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm and lightning will occur over Gujarat, Maharashtra, Lakshadweep, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry during the next 4 days. The IMD added that heatwave conditions are likely over parts of West Uttar Pradesh until the 24th of this month. Talking to Akashwani Shoma Sen, senior scientist at IMD said after reprieve from the heatwave during the last few days, temperature will gradually start rising once again in Delhi and adjoining areas after 2 days. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. GST Council at its 53rd meeting in New Delhi decides to roll out pan-India biometric-based Aadhaar authentication to check fake invoicing. Also recommends uniform rate of 12% GST on all milk cans. Government to exempt certain services provided to common man by Indian Railways from GST. India and Bangladesh share vision for the future to enhance connectivity, commerce and collaboration for the prosperity of the two nations. Centre forms 7-member high-level committee of experts to overhaul examination process conducted by NTA. And in men's T20 Cricket World Cup, second Super 8 clash between India and Bangladesh underway in Antigua. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.